Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. What is up, everybody? It is episode 617 of the Working Class Bowhunter Podcast. Man, we're busy. Everybody's busy. It's a good thing. How are you guys liking the two a week episodes? I think it's fun, but man, we're burning through content, and that's okay. We're going to get to some fun episodes this year, and we appreciate your support. As always, the podcast is brought to you by Elite Archery. Podcast also brought to you by Big Time. It's going to be time to start thinking about frost seeding, spring plots, all that stuff. Use code WCB2024. Save you some coin getting into your blend for this year. Plan ahead. Start planning ahead for even late season stuff. That's something where you fail just because it's not cold and brutal right now. Start thinking about it for your fall plots and so on. What are you doing for borderline? All that good stuff. The podcast also brought to you by Huntworth. Code WCB15 at Huntworth Gear. That'll get you into anything you need from early season. I always say turkey season's a good time to get into some Huntworth gear. You can start off with some of the lower price items, the lighter weight garments, stuff like that. So get in there, check it out, see what you think. Old Barn Taxidermy. I know a lot of you guys that have already taken deer there are starting to get them back. Austin just got back his cold weather buck with snow on it. We'll try and post some pictures of that. My coos deer is done. And en route back to the studio. So I'm excited to see that. I have not seen it in person yet. It's always exciting getting your taxidermy back, and you know it's in good hands when it's at Old Barn Taxidermy in Fort Madison, Iowa. Trophy line. What'd you guys think of that trophy line episode that talked about the new Hyperlite series? I'm personally very, very excited for it, but if that's not for you, they have packs and all sorts of stuff too to go along with the mobile hunting game. Code WCB. Also, Grizzly's redoing everything, all their drinkware, their coolers are new, the new blinds, the accessories, all that. Code WCB works for everything on Grizzly. Made in USA, that makes you feel good. Blackgate trail cameras, code WCB10 gets you into a Blackgate. I've been loving Blackgate. I really do. We've been running non-lithium batteries in it, and they've been doing good. Austin figured out some sort of hack where he hooks a lawnmower battery to it and has been running all season long with them. So we'll get into that. I'll have to get a hold of one of Austin's setups to do a video for you guys. But use code WCB10 to get yourself into a Blackgate trail cam. Also, Black Ovis Camo Fire. Black Ovis, use code WCB. I am rocking the new Crispy Shimmicks that I got through Black Ovis. It's a 400 insulate hunting boot. I think more marketed to the whitetail guy. That's what I wore them for into late November, and they did great. And we'll be at the Black Ovis HQ here in a couple of weeks here when we go to the Western Hunt Expo. So I'm really looking forward to hanging out with those guys. I think our plan is to record some podcasts out there, go on a little shopping spree, and check everything out. I'm pumped about it. Code WCB at Black Ovis. Novix, that's this episode. Mountain Ops, we're going to be with Mountain Ops too. At the same time, we're out there with Black Ovis in Salt Lake at the Western Hunt Expo. Rumor on the street is we're going to be doing a couple live podcasts at Western Hunt. one Thursday night and one Friday night in the Mountain Ops booth. I will be completely honest, I'm nervous about it. But that's all right. We're going to have a good time. You can use code WCB at Mountain Ops. That gets you 20% off, and it donates 5 meals to Conquer Hunger when you use code WCB. That's amazing. We love that. I'm looking forward to hanging out with that family. They're some of the best people we've ever met. DeerCast. So the promo code for DeerCast has changed. We always kind of struggled with the DeerCast promos through, because of the app store, it always kind of messed things up and people already had the app downloaded and it was hard to get the promo code to work. But we have a link in our episode description that you click that, the discounts are automatically applied. When you click that link, you can scroll through and see the price of each different type of membership and what it will be with a discount. So check that out. Hit the link. Discount code's already done for you. Loophole Optics, of course, performance eyewear, binos, rangefinders. I'm looking forward to seeing some of them. I think they'll be at Western Hunt as well. Going to hang out. That's a good spot. You know, if you go to a show, go play with some of that stuff. Check out the performance eyewear. Check out the rangefinders. Check out the binos. Go to the department store. Go feel them. That's really the most important thing when you're looking for an optic or a rangefinder. Have some experience with it. Victory Arrows. VAP SS is what I'm rocking all season. Dialed Archery, the Arxos. Code Working Class gets you free shipping. Thank you to everyone who supported the small batch and Slick Trick Broadheads. So I ran through those kind of quick because we're doing, you know, two episodes a week. So I'm trying to, you know, watch ad fatigue with you guys and you know, hit them in detail and fun with the boys. And when I'm by myself, I'll kind of just run through them. A couple announcements. We're working on some new shirts coming into trade show season, which is very fast. Like right now, February 22nd to the 25th. Well, we're going to be at Western Hunt, February 15th, and the 17th through the 17th. Then after that, we're going to be in Indianapolis, Indiana at the, Indiana Deer Turkey Waterfowl Expo, February 22nd through the 25th. And then following that, the following weekend, we'll be in Des Moines, Iowa, March 1st through the 3rd at the Iowa Deer Classic. The weekend after that, that's going to be March 8th through the 10th. We'll be at the Illinois Deer Classic in Peoria, Illinois. And then you're going to not listen to any of these other dates, but we're going to be in Columbus, Ohio, then Wisconsin Dells. The WCB shoot is the 15th of June. And later in the summer, we'll be at Illinois Deer and Beer Fest late August. So quick rundown. Thank you guys for supporting us. This was actually one of the last episodes we recorded at ATA, so you can tell all our voices are gone. And we had some headphone amplifier issues during this podcast, but it's fine. We were having a good time. You can tell we're all a little brain delayed on it, but you know, you'll have that. That's the reality of it. But we had a damn good time anyway. So thanks for supporting us. Enjoy this one.
I'm Chase Ralston with Rubline Marketing.
This is Jeff Lindsay.
This is Michael Pitt.
Hey, everybody, it's John Dudley from Knock On TV.
Hey, guys, this is Jared Scheffler from Whitetail Adrenaline.
Hi, I'm Taylor Drury from Drury Outdoors.
Hey, this is Nick Mutt from Bone Collector.
Hey, this is Melissa Buckman.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
You're listening to the Working Class Bow Hunter. That's right, this is a podcast for Billy Joe Lunchbucket, the working man, just like me and you. My name's Travis T. Bone Turner from The Bone Collector. Thank you for tuning in.
Nobody pushes the envelope like Working Class Bow Hunter.
It's really, really not that good.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast. You can tell that our voices are struggling. We're the last day of the ATA show.
Last day.
You're here now.
I just have no voice.
St. Louis. Yeah, Doug's having a good time.
Yeah.
But we're here with the Novix boys.
It's all self-induced.
100%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's our fault. We'll never grow up.
I didn't deserve this.
Novix in the house. What's up, guys? Let's just round table some voices for the people. We'll start with Mr. What's your last name?
Jones.
Sure it is.
It's
sure
a tough one.
Yeah. Jones? Okay.
Yep. So, yeah, Dwayne Jones, pumped to be here.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, Trevor Bending, happy as hell to be here.
TJ Eads, I'm with these two.
unfortunately.
Good catch. Good catch.
Yeah. Nice. Nice. So what, you're new to the game of WCB podcast family listeners, and so is TJ. Everybody knows Mr. Jones by now.
Yeah. may not know me as Mr. Jones.
We get into that.
But they should know Mr. Jones.
Well, they will
Indiana
now.
Jones.
Yeah. Indiana Jones, yeah. Uh-huh.
All right, let's start with the big dog right here. What are you doing, Novix?
I'm just the big guy. Yeah, that's all I know.
Just
so,
a deep voice, that's it.
Hello. Yeah, came on and as a general manager this past fall. Got a long history, about 20 years in the outdoor game. Working my way up, variety of companies, some big distributors, Optics Planet, Big Rock Sports. Did my own agency for a while, still doing a little bit of that, but been in the industry a while, and you're really just happy to be here and help with the launch of Novix back to the dealer community, mm-hmm. and American Pride Outdoors and the acquisition of Half Rack, putting it all together and bringing it out for the world to have.
Cool. Yeah. So, TJ, what do you do?
Little this, little that.
Yeah, well, that's all you say. It's that.
That's it. Okay, next question.
Yeah. All right, nice.
I'm just here.
Just here.
TJ makes everything.
Bring that
work.
Mic just a little closer to your.
You're sure?
Yeah,
a little. Yeah, get in there.
There we go.
Hell no, brown cow.
Perfect, perfect. Yep. Your name's everywhere, I feel like.
Yeah, I'm fortunate to work with a bunch of brands. Really am. So, no, I've been involved with Half Rack from the start and Novix. I shook hands with them, and they were actually my first client. When I made the leap from my full time. So, yeah, got a special place, you know, right here.
Yeah.
Right there.
So what do you do, though? What do you do to get into it?
Oh, man, design stuff. So got him. AJ works with me. AJ, TJ, it's either confusing or convenient, yeah. depending on how you look at it. But, no, we get to design all the products with the team. So, no, we may save the final file, but it's team built.
That's so awesome. So what did you do before? I imagine the same thing, but just
plumbing.
I'm a carpenter.
you're not too far off.
Worked at Target.
Yeah. He's a cashier at Target.
Yeah. I was on the street, you know, and somebody tapped me on the shoulder.
Interesting. Hey, you look like you could design some things.
Oh, yeah.
I could learn.
No, I worked at Delta Faucet Company. So went to Purdue as an industrial designer, and they had a program, co-op program. So I went to school semester. Worked there a semester back and forth and got hired after school. But we got a design for Delta, which was in all the hardware stores, you know, Lowe's, Menards, Depot. So we designed for them, worked with buyers, and we designed for wholesale as well, like the Fergusons and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And then it was pretty neat. We got to design for a luxury brand called Brizo. So that's where you go launch products in New York and Vegas, pinky up events. So felt like I lived a couple different lives, you know. Sitting here in my plaid, and
that's cool, man.
That is cool.
I can remember being on a rooftop, and my phone would be dinging. I knew it was my trail camera, so I'm talking to somebody. You know, they couldn't put their pinky down with the wine and stuff. I can remember checking my trail cam pics for launching a $2,500 faucet. So.
But both categories go hand in hand, right? You need a faucet in hunting.
You do. Yeah. I mean, we all need it.
Somewhere.
Them.
You need them. Not the same type, you know.
Yeah,
but
yeah, that's right.
A garden hose works, but
it tastes better.
A $2,500 garden hose would be nice, though.
That's cool. Well, that's cool, like, background. So Novix was your first client?
Yeah, so we had when my wife and I – so we built a home. Close to family, want to raise them close to family. Mm-hmm. And we were both commuting. She's a dental hygienist. We had our first daughter. We knew that we wanted to be close to home. So made the leap, started Eads Design. Mm-hmm. We work with, like I said, multiple clients in the industry. And Novix was the first one. So we ate ramen for a few years, but we're here.
That's cool, man.
That's awesome. Cool.
Yeah. Glad
all
it worked out.
Let's get to the nitty gritty, boys.
Let's do it.
There's some new stuff from Novix.
We got some new stuff.
Let's get into it.
So Novix, you know.
Break it down, brother.
Tell us all about it.
What is it? We came loaded this year. We really wanted to put on a good show. You know, a lot of people know where Novix came from, and they know the core products, casted platforms, lightweight aluminum, mobile hunter, you know, quality, American-made, can't push enough. We make our stuff in America, and we're really proud of that. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to make sure when we came out this year swinging with the dealers that they had some new stuff to be proud of, too, and we're very proud of it. So, you know, getting a lot of buzz this show is our Raider Hybrid Mini Stand. Mm-hmm. A lot of people talking about it, and we recognize, and there's going to be some controversy with it, that saddle hunting is a big part of this industry. You know, it's getting a little bit bigger. A lot of people like it, and, you know, we do platforms really good. Mm-hmm. We make damn good platforms, and we realized that and said, we can do something here that's radically different. Mm-hmm. And honestly, all the credit goes to TJ. He looked at this and said, we're not just going to shrink down the Hilo and make something that you can saddle hunt out of. We're going to make it totally different. So when you guys see it, it's we restructured the cables on this platform. It's shorter than our Hilo. It's about the width of your typical saddle platform, call it like that. We got protrusions on the front so you can work around, but we took the cables, dropped them in the middle. Our seat, you know, we kind of dub it the boat seat. So you can, it's a little bit smaller platform. You can sit on it, but you can flip it up against a tree. You can turn around in your saddle. You can kind of sit on it, take the weight off your knees. Or you can tree stand out, mm-hmm. of it if you want. It's a smaller platform. Your feet can move all around the cable. So it's just a radically different platform that we call the true hybrid platform.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, seeing it for the first time on, like, display in the booth, like on the pole, I was like, all right, that's cool. Seeing the cables come down like more in the center rather than on the sides of the platform like everybody's used to. When I was looking at it, I'm like, is that going to be in the way? How you know what I mean? I had doubts at first, being completely transparent. We got to talk about it. Having it on the ground and getting on it, I'm like, oh, this is different. This is like, that's the big difference in that stand. Seeing it and then actually getting to stand on it and walk around it a little bit, I think is a big game changer in how that's perceived. And I think maybe people on the internet might think the same thing I thought a little bit, like, that's cool, it's different, but I don't know, until they get to a consumer show and get to play with it. So have one on the ground at consumer shows. That's my
– that's a great call. And it's going to take a little education, and we realize that, and that's why we're pumping a lot behind it. We want to make sure people see it, they mm-hmm. recognize it.
Yeah.
And, you know, as soon as they got on it, just like you did, you're going to be like, oh, my God, this is it. I can see it.
Yeah.
Put it in this spot. You already know the spot you're going to put it once yep. you really mm-hmm. see it.
Yep.
And just, you know, it's we can talk about how cool it is and how it works, but the math that went into it, and I'll let TJ talk about this, but, you know, we look at, oh, you just move the cables a little bit. You know, I say it's that easy, but no, it is not that easy.
It's not
TJ, the hours he's got into measuring this out, and
yeah.
Well, TJ, talk about what you had to do for that.
You're doing a great job. Listen. No, they're, you know, all of us, years in the stand, you're just constantly thinking about it. What if I do this? What if I do that?
Yeah.
Or what I learned from the most, I think all of us do, are when you have problems or issues, because it really just eats at you. Mm-hmm. Gotta fix this.
So, yeah.
You know, Hilo traditionally has been my go-to hang on. Mm-hmm. It just has. I love it. It's lightweight, but big enough for my needs. So this one, I've been really excited to bring it to fruition here with mm-hmm. adding a little bit more width in the back end, so that when you are wearing a saddle, you got plenty of room to walk around. Putting those cables in the middle, they're actually right underneath you, so you can't. It's actually kind of difficult to stand on them. And Kurt, when you yeah. were standing on it in the booth, I noticed you were doing the same thing without telling you.
Yeah.
But it's just in a perfect position. But due to the distance of that stand sticking out, the platform sticking out from the tree, you just have to have cables to hold it. Mm. I'm not a trained engineer per se, but I've done enough to know that you got to support it, and it's got to be safe. And that's
right.
what we focus on at Novix. Like, even right. if we're not the lightest 2 ounce, it's going to be safe. You can go home to your family. I mean, we all
sure.
got kiddos and stuff, so that's what we focus on.
Yeah. No, I think, a lot of guys as well. So I feel like everyone puts mobile hunters in two categories, like your saddle hunters or your tree stand hunters. It's kind of been this weird divide. And you guys poke fun out of it, you know, saddles are for horses. You damn hypocrites.
We'll own it.
Hey, yeah. Mark said he was changing the shirt. We're still doing saddles there for horses, but we're just going to add and our customers.
And we're kind of.
Yeah. Dot, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Mark made some bold statements about saddles the last time he was in studio and got the saddle community all worked up.
Absolutely.
A couple clips went on the TikTok, and there were some guys that cut their toothbrushes in half that were pissed. dang, you know. But we're going to get more into that. But I am excited for it. I love saddle hunting. But the weight thing, like the new trophy line setup is badass. Love it. Sexy. But weight is not always – people get too hung up on it.
Yeah. They do.
You know, it's cool when you need it
yeah.
and you have your setup for that. But you don't have to – I don't know. You get what I'm saying?
It's like, no, and you know,
what the fuck are we doing at some point?
Like, well, and it's like, too, like, you're not walking 6 miles with this stand, you know?
Right. Yeah.
You're cutting ounces. Well,
yeah.
Like, hey, calm down, people.
Stop being a sissy.
Yeah. Mic is hot.
Mine is?
Yeah.
I was going to say, too, on the hybrid stand, like, you know, Mark and I had told you about it, after our last podcast. And I initially was just kind of like, meh, you know, I don't know. I could take it or leave it. Wasn't super excited about it until right before we came to ATA, I saw it in person at TJ's house and got to sit on it and mess with the seat. And
yeah.
For as small as it is, like even still for me, I'm 100% going to run it as a hang-on. Like I love it. It's super functional. But, yeah, that seat especially, like a lot of times even on an Echo or a Hilo, I'm folding the seat up and I'm going to stand and lean against it 90% of the time.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah, I do
but
the
this,
same.
This boat-style seat is going to be super comfy for that, so I really like it.
Yeah, it's in a good spot. I was impressed with that, too. And I think I'll probably hunt out of it like a hang-on, like a traditional style hang-on most times, but it's cool. I got a spot already in mind for it. We were talking when I was down. Like, I know exactly where this is going. You know, I have the tree picked out for it.
Yep.
I'm still pushing Trevor so we can have it as a seat kit as well.
Hey, yeah. Jordan, don't worry about it. It's good.
Okay. Nah, I think we can make that happen.
Yeah.
Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Every Monday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment. A life that has the stories to back it, a life to be proud of. It's a Winchester life.
Yeah, baby. 6'8 Western. Oh, mule deer, baby, right there.
Tune in every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.
I get it. That break will go. This episode's brought to you by Novix.
Throw a little commercial in there. You'll be good.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what we'll throw that saddles there for. Yeah, right there.
Is it right there? Buy the new t-shirt now. It'll be one of them, like, infomercial style things. I think it's still doing it a little bit, but it's not bad. We'll be good. All right, back in it. So we're talking about the hybrid stand, the seat, how it folds up, how you can use it to lean. You break that down. Because when I first saw it, I'm like, and you guys are, well, it's not done yet. Like, there's going to be more to it.
You know, trying to solve the problem, and all credit goes to TJ on this one. But, you know, trying to solve the issue of, I'm going in and out again.
Yeah, well, fuck it.
but and it came up the idea of, like, you know, so if you're in a saddle, right, you just want to be able to turn around and take the weight off your knees a little bit. But then you also want to be able to sit down. And TJ's design, when we first saw it, it was kind of like, oh, I don't know. But then it's like, all right, let's go ahead and prototype it, bring this thing in. Mm-hmm. And the second you see it on the ground, you see it in a tree, but you actually put your butt on it, and you actually sit on it, you sit down on it, you realize the versatility of it.
Yeah. Yep.
So you fold it up on the tree, you can just lean against it, take that pressure off your knees, and then just if you're going to tree stand out of it, or if you just want to be able to sit down every once in a while, plop it down. You know, we're listening to what people are saying. It's on the forums that they wanted some smaller seats, and that's how we answered it. When you see it, it's quite a bit smaller than our legacy seats. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to answer all the questions and really solve some of the problems with that.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I think it's perfect. Like, when we were kind of testing it in the booth, when the seat folds up, when you're, like, facing with your back to the tree, it, like, lines up perfect how you're going to lean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
How did that take a long time to, like, get that to be
a little
where
bit,
it needs to be?
A little bit, because we're – You work off of constraints, and our constraint is the post. So the Echo, they're using the same post, the same height. You know, the platforms are designed so when you fold it together, the Versa buttons have clearance.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to work off of that same post because we want to run volume on those. When you do the one-off things, it just complicates things. So post is a constraint. So to get that distance from the pivot point to where it feels good on those cheeks, Doug, you know
those cheeks.
Those cheeks.
Doug, you know what I'm talking about. He's like,
what? He's looking around.
Big smile, big smile.
No, it did take a minute, but we had to lengthen it away from the tree so that when you fold it up, it's actually taller, but to where it's not in your way. But when you sit down, oftentimes you're not touching your knees. At least I don't. Maybe some guys do. Doug?
Touch my knees. Doug,
you got your legs spread out a little bit, right?
Yeah.
So the seat just worked out perfectly. So when you fold it up, I mean, we had Emily lean against it. Worked great for her. Trevor, you leaned against it. You're like,
we've had 5'6" to 6'4". Yes.
Oh, 6'4".
And it worked perfect for everyone in between.
But it is nice to just take the weight off real quick. For especially, it's funny because how small and petite the thing is, but yet big enough you can sit in it all day. You don't have to picture a big old fancy lounger all cushioned up, lazy boy-esque type product. It's small, compact, light.
It's a handsome
stand.
It's
an all-day.
It is handsome.
Manly.
Well, you know, you can saddle hunt out of it, and you can, I mean, really, I move a lot. I mean, move a lot as in, like, I'll sit, stand, and in the saddle I feel like I'm kind of fidgety. Like, you know, I try to not be, obviously, but and that's the perfect stand for an all-day rut sit. You know, you're sitting and you're like, maybe your knees are getting sore. Because I saddle hunted out of some Novix tree stands before, you know, and this is just like, yeah, a true hybrid. So, like, who do you guys expect? Do you expect, like, true mobile hunter people to buy this, or do you think this will be like a pre-hung type setup for a lot of guys, or, like, what do you think will be the – because, you know, we don't know yet, right?
Yeah. Dwayne, you can take this. We don't really know yet, but we know what we're hoping for.
Yeah. I would say it'll apply more to the mobile guys, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. Well, size, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, size-wise and what it's designed to do. Another cool thing about that seat is, like, when you collapse it all together and that seat folds over, it creates a little pocket where you can put straps and stuff like that. TJ's in the middle of designing the cushion that's going to be on there that'll hold all that stuff in place, but it's perfect for the mobile stuff for sure.
We had a lot of people coming by, too, that film. And they're like, oh, this is the one.
Yeah.
You know, because it's next to impossible to always find the perfect tree, especially when you're throwing multiple guys up in there.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This one, they're like, oh, yeah, guaranteed this is the one.
It's always cool when you see dealers come up and they actually start snapping pictures, like, while you're in the middle of the pitch, too. And they're like, oh,
yeah,
it makes it, yeah.
Got
hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah. Yeah. Reel it in, baby.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So let's talk about, like, going to the dealers, too, and then obviously there's more to talk about. But – you know, is that's got to be exciting, like having people come in and like do it. Because, I mean, we're to the point with Novix, like people know about Novix now. They're familiar with everything. And it's like, it's perfect timing from my perspective.
And dealers wanted it back. And, you know, we had heard that. And it's been a long time coming, right? So it's been, you know, you can call it 12, 18 months, even longer. But the past 6 months, you know, it's been Dwayne's on the road. He's getting everything prepped, talking to a lot of people. We're getting everything. You know, we play chess with it. Want to make sure everything was positioned the way it needed to be to be released correctly, to make sure dealers, you know, they can make the margin. They're happy with the product, and they're getting some of this new stuff. And I mean, the hybrid's one of them. So there's a lot involved with it to be the, you know, to come back out to the dealers. And I think, and I've said this story a few times now, but the best part about this re-release, especially or re-release being at ATA, is TJ was talking to a guy, and he's like, when are you just going to sell this to dealers? Because before we had just been direct-to-consumer.
Yeah.
And TJ was like, that's what we're here for, bud. We're here to sell it to you. And they just hugged. He's just like, thank you.
Yeah, because before that, he's like, dude, I run the Hilo. I love it.
Yeah.
I can't stand that you guys are direct-to-consumer. When are you going to sell to us? It's like, I put my hand on his shoulder. We had a moment, and I was like, that's why we're here, bud.
I got you. I got
I'm
you.
Here for you.
I got you, buddy.
They literally embraced.
We shared a moment.
Yeah, we didn't count how long we hugged for, but
no,
it was.
You don't count.
It was a long time.
That's
no,
beautiful.
You don't count. Yeah, but yeah. We had a moment.
Doug's ad libs on this one are spot on.
But we love when the dealers, you know, when they're speechless, they come in, they're excited to see it. We're excited to have them, and it's been such a cool feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, to bring it back out to fill that niche. You know, it's like they've wanted the product, now it's back in their hands, and it's an American made product. And again, just toe that line. We work hard to keep it here, and we're so glad that it's positioned where it is, and it's answering the questions and filling that void that people want.
For sure, and I think it's important too. Like with a stand like this, it's kind of a newer thing, you know, like people need to go there and see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. To get to their dealer and mess with it. You know, that's big. That's huge.
Yeah.
That's part of our game plan, right? You know, we want to partner with people that are authentic people and that really, you know, that use the product and enjoy it. And they're going to help promote it and get guys into the stores to look at it, you know, and push that. That's our whole end game.
Yeah, definitely. And there'll be like a dealer network where people can find out where they can go and check
that's one of the things on our website, looking at doing a dealer locator right now.
So
people can find and be directed to, you know, to their nearest store and you know who their preferred choice is and go see it in store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go check it out.
Okay, let's get to the hypocritical part, boys. There's a saddle platform.
There may be a saddle. Yeah, there's a saddle platform.
He's all
so,
nervous.
Yeah, it ties back into, you know, so that's why we started with the hybrid, right? We want to be like, hey, this is new and cool. We changed.
Yes.
We also have a saddle platform. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so TJ and I talked, Wayne and I talked earlier last year, and we're like, hey, guys, we need to answer the call here, and, you know, we're gonna eat crow on some of this. But we wanted to bring out a saddle, USA-made saddle platform that was a competitive price that can go to the dealer. So $189 gets you a saddle platform made in the USA, about 4 pounds. And like we're talking, you know, it's not the lightest out there, but, you know, made in the USA, affordable, anybody can go for it, you know. Mm-hmm. And then it's one of those price points where you get one saddle. You're going to hunt out of different trees with one saddle, and you get some guys that are going to leave platforms and trees. They don't maybe want to bring them all the time.
Yeah.
And they want something affordable, but that's still, you know, made by the blue-collar workers here. Mm-hmm.
No, I love it. I think worth hitting for sure, and had to give you shit. Because if I don't do it,
I'm going to take it. I'll take the licks, yeah. Man.
I think part of it, too, like Novix is like the grassroots, you know, working class tree stand, you know. Everything's made here, and when we're proud of making it here and try to keep everything affordable enough that guys can get into it. And because of that, we're fortunate to have, like, you know, people that are brand loyal that like to support Novix. Mm-hmm. And so we've been asked for it and asked for it and asked for it, and it was time.
Yeah, no, it definitely makes sense, like, for sure. Yeah, you got to give that option, especially you guys are in – like the mobile hunting game, but even beyond that too, with the ladder stand and stuff, you know, and a lot of guys like, dude, I leave an Echo up and a Hilo up. Like,
oh yeah,
I don't mobile hunt every time. It's exhausting.
It's exhausting.
Sometimes it just fucking sucks. Hanging a stand in the dark is not always fun.
It's never fun.
It's cool to talk about it.
It's never fun.
It's cool to talk about it on Instagram.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know. I mean, I'll be
honest. The moment, it sucks.
It does suck. It's not the most enjoyable experience all the time. But that's why it's like good products make it less a pain in the ass.
Yeah. When you can do it one-handed, easy. Yeah.
So that's the move. All right. So first thing I noticed, other than like the new products, obviously, color options.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hell yeah.
Dude.
They're sexy.
They're sick.
Trevor, how many revs did you go through before?
Oh my God, how big is a Pantone book? No. So earlier this year, you know, we like to partner with veteran organizations, and we did a partnership where we brought out, you know, kind of a tribute, and we had donation to a veterans group, and we brought out a green stand and a tan stand. And you know, we were kind of limited at the time, and you know, the colors came out, great reception. And the green was just incredible response, and people kept. It was a limited run. We sold out. We're getting asked for it all the time. We're like, hey, this is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. The tan was just, you know, we were limited what we could choose at that time. We're like, we got to redo this. So I spent a lot of time with our powder coater going back and forth, you know, trying to get up that perfect match. And you know, I don't know, 6-7 different renditions going through colors, and you know, with the tan, it finally came down to like, and I'm a gun guy, and I was like, all right. The science has all been done here before. Like, there's FDE, you got Magpul out there, you got SIG, you got Glock, you got a lot of guys that have already perfected this color. And I literally brought gun parts into the shop and said, match this.
Right.
And they just knocked it out of the park with our FDE.
Yeah.
And, you know, across the board, pretty much all of our products are available in both our new FDE, Flat Dark Earth, and OD Green color. But when it came to OD, that was, you know, we wanted to make it right. You know, in first rendition, it's too green, it's too gray, and you need this, need that. So, kind of, again, came to an amalgamation of colors here and brought it out. And, again, I think those guys, you know, knocked it out of the park with bringing the perfect OD green out.
Yeah.
And, you know, combined with our frost coating, you know, our anti-slip coating, it's an awesome texture to it. So anti-slip, but just the shadowing effect, the grip effect, with matched with the colors, it just looks kick-ass.
It's nice.
It does.
It's just nice. You know, it's... And, you know, colors, you know, some people say, well, you're not going to see the colors. But you know what? You know, it's a cool thing. You can match your sets. You can put them in areas that if you're going to leave them up, they're going to be hidden a little bit more. Mm-hmm. People aren't going to see where you're hanging them.
I'm not worried about the deer seeing them. I'm worried about people seeing them. I'm hiding the stand from people.
Blend in, right? And that's, you know, just having options now. And we wanted to make sure that we gave people some cool options.
Mm-hmm. So I'm still curious, though, during that process, how – we ended up with a hot pink in the mix.
So Dwayne really said, he's like, you know, I'll what? I kind of want to go. And we said, hey, we can do that. We can do that. We can make
there.
A hot pink. If there's a need, we can fill it. Yeah.
A gender neutral.
So that's why
you guys think I'm joking though.
There was a pink one there actually.
We have a purple pink option. Yeah, there's been a sample.
Breast cancer
made.
Awareness stand. Raise some money.
TJ and I have talked about that too.
Yeah. Killer idea.
It actually would be cool to have one. Honestly, what was the elite color? That deep purple. You had purple a couple years ago, right?
Purple.
And that bow, like I kind of laughed, like purple. Yeah, purple rain. And it comes in, you're like, oh, that's purple. Sweet.
Yeah, it
looks good. You could do like a dark purple, and I'd
buy that.
It'd be a cool like, limited edition thing to have.
I heard him.
We got a guaranteed sale right here. Ding, ding, ding. Wait till he sees the price. One off.
One off.
I just need one. I'll take 101.
Hey, we can match the working class green, too. You know, no problem.
See, that would be cool.
We can do stuff. Yeah, we can two-tone it. We want to be, you know, flexible with some things. Not saying that's going to come on production, right?
Yeah, that's for color.
But, you know, it's one of the cool features of being USA made.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have to build this stuff. And I got nothing against import. You know, I've cut my chops there, and we have half rack where we have some of that. But being USA made, we're able to, you know, just be flexible with this. And the powder coaters, you know, that make this powder coat, they're out of Illinois right down for me. Hopefully no one hold it against me. Being from Illinois. But
see, I'm from Illinois, man.
Right, we're all from
Illinois. I'm only there because of the deer.
Well, that's the only thing keeping.
Right.
Yeah. But, yeah, we're flexible, and that's we can just change colors and do different things. And that's how we're able to come out with FDE and OD and you know, just bring it out. It's just cool having that USA made, and we can be reactive.
Well, when you're killing big deer like the working class crew did this year, you need to make it a challenge. So we figured if you can kill – hey, if you can kill 150 plus out of a pink stand.
If my stand was colored, my deer would have been way bigger. Highlighter yellow.
Make it a challenge. Put a spinner on that stand. Really. You got to get it before they see the movement. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to throw an option out. Glow in the dark.
Ooh.
For the top?
I bet I could do it. We could do it.
Absolutely.
TJ can do it.
But actually, it'd be
TJ?
Kind of sweet.
That's a lot of doing.
That's another killer idea. On the top, right now, just on the top of the platform, when you get in there, I mean, I don't know. Mm. Maybe it doesn't make
sense.
Or
just around the edge.
Yeah,
that would be cool.
It would be cool.
What, like a small batch series with Novix?
I'm in.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. We could actually
a couple times a year. Like,
that'd be sweet.
I don't want to overpromise or anything, but we can actually do like a chartreuse green that actually has some photoluminescence to it.
It's crazy how many different colors there are for powder coat out there these days.
The green, though?
It's nuts.
When I saw the green, I'm like, that disappears.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I saw it. I'm like, oh, all my shit.
Even the green strap, I was like, that's slicker than chip.
When we did Hero Series. Yeah.
Thanks, Doug. The only thing Doug's excited about is the green strap.
Dude, I like the strap. I don't know. Oh, by the way, Doug's an engineer. What do you think? What do you think of TJ's designs?
Oh, this is really good. I don't think you can do it any better.
I would have done the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, really, Doug.
Thanks, Doug. You did a fantastic job.
If we were closer, I'd hug you right now.
I'll do it after
this. Two thumbs up.
Yeah.
Doug just completely avoided any possible question he could have brought up about design to make this a deeper podcast.
I got nothing.
Doug just skirted all of it. Yeah, not getting into it.
We'll talk about it later.
Literally, this could have been the best podcast about how to design tree stands and why. Doug's just got nothing.
Nothing.
You know, probably you probably know the program he uses in somewhat detail.
What would you use?
Creo.
Creo? Okay.
Like SolidWorks, you use SolidWorks?
No, I use NX.
Doug approved?
Yeah.
Doug approved.
Yeah. Creo's pretty good.
Yeah. It's all good. Right. Adequate.
It's okay.
I wouldn't use it, but it's okay.
Still actively dropping the ball on more design questions as we're talking about it. But we'll get into that later. I'll cut you some slack.
I just can't right now.
It's the last day of the show.
I just can't.
It was a hell of a night. It was a hell of a night.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. Wow, really showing up, Doug. Really showing up.
What a mess.
Doug, what do you think we do? How do you think we did with the new double steps? How we changed them? What do you think?
With the angle?
Yeah.
I like the angle a lot.
Welding them instead of bolting them on now?
No, it's a genius idea.
So that
makes it way easier.
We want to answer the question, kick them out a little bit from the tree, a little bit easier, a little bit grippier now. And TJ cut weight out of them.
Yeah, when you got the four-pack, we cut a pound out of the minis, and the other ones is a pound and a half or two pounds.
Yep.
So, not that weight's everything again, right? But, you know, it's come out, you know, something quintessential, right? But got weight out of it by doing it.
From hardware.
Changing the step design, not having, you know, welding it now, not having to go with as much hardware. Actually pulled the steel out of there, so it's a little bit less you have to worry about on there. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, quite a bit. And even, you know, like something on the mini steps, you know, a lot of people look like, oh, you just change a step. Well, TJ had to go back and completely, you know, redesign and go, look, the post length maybe can stay the same, but we have to make sure that there's enough spacing for the steps because you got to have the right amount of spacing or you're going to try and put your foot in air all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, we still have our articulating V brackets on there so you can, you know, be on kind of a wonky tree. Trying to space a step out that's welded on with a V bracket. Yeah. So the math behind it, like, just starts spinning in my head. And when TJ said it, I was like, oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Duh.
Yeah. That's the thing I think people don't think about is like all the little stuff like that goes into it. Because it's easy for any idiot like myself to go down there and be like, yeah, it's a stick.
Yeah, it's just a stick.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's metal.
You know what I mean?
We're like cavemen. It's a stick.
But you know what I mean? It's like how complicated can it get? Well, there's like things to consider like that. Like just like building a set of stairs. Like you have to have that like muscle memory of what it's like to go upstairs. If it's off, every time someone goes up, you're like, dude, these fucking stairs suck. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's maybe a bad analogy, but I think people know.
No, not really. You know, you got to make it intuitive while climbing. And, you know, we overbuild everything. Mm-hmm. Like, our powder coat. You know, it can take 180-pound impact, direct and indirect. So aluminum, it's a little bit softer material, but you can beat the hell out of that powder coating, and it's not going to chip. So, you know, just that powder coating, it's designed to take a lot of abuse. Mm. You know, the metal we use, we want to make sure we're using the best metal so you don't have to worry about anything. Everything is overbuilt to take that poundage, right? You know, it's rated to the nth degree. We want to make sure it's as safe as humanly possible, you know, so no one has an issue, but still build it accordingly while keeping it light. And, you know, while keeping it quiet as possible. So there's so many different factors that play into it, you know, between the metallurgy, you know, the geometry of it, just it's all encompassing. And it's the team, man. They do it all. They do it all great.
Yeah, it's cool to see, like, the evolution of it happening, of Novik's right in front of us. But the one thing about the mini doubles is the kick out on there. First thing, I just started using, like, Aiders on the old Gen 1 mini doubles.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Gen 1, right, phase. Term. Mm. Yeah. And I like the kick out because when I'm going in to find my boot on that, especially when you start wearing thicker boots, I think that kick out's going to make a big difference using an Aider. Even though you guys can't, does the Aider thing get weird?
No comment.
Okay.
You have sticks.
We get it. Yeah. We get it. Yeah.
And I agree. Like, a lot of times with the old version, with them straight, especially depending on the tree, that Aider wants to rest against the tree, and then you're trying to dig it out with your foot.
Yep. Yep.
So yeah, that bend is going to help a bunch, keep them away from the tree to get your foot in there.
Yeah, and if you're out of shape. Just saying.
I'm raising my hand.
It makes it easier.
Makes it easier.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and then all those you can get in the colors and everything, too. So you get
all the new sticks. So, yeah, the double minis, double longs, our single steps available in all the colors.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. What else do we – do we got to get more into the platform stuff? Do you got to be bashful on the saddle platform thing? Like, if there's something I missed.
Just color options.
We had to own it, all the color options out there, and, you know, hybrid saddle. The frost coating, we wanted to bring out a good selection this year to show that we've continued innovation, right? You're either innovating or you're dying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and, you know, there's things in the works right now, you know, we got Skunk Works going on, right? Where, you know, 2025, it's like, we just want to keep building on this to keep bringing out high quality gear. And, you know, we're finding out capabilities we're working on right now is, you know, with our manufacturers and, you know, just go hand in hand working with them, see what we can do in the U.S. And there's some cool shit coming out, and we have some awesome capabilities.
Yep.
Yeah.
The,
neat to see.
The platform and the hybrid scene too. I don't know if we touched on this, are all part of the Raider series. So if you remember the Raider hang on ladder scene we released last year, that's machined aluminum. It's a little bit different look than the Echo Hilo. These are going to be very similar looking. They're super clean machined aluminum. So,
What's changing with the Raider series with the hang on?
So, yeah, some people might be a little disappointed to hear this, but so the Raider project was an awesome project and a lot of learnings. So, you know, Raider ladder, I know how you feel about it.
Hey, it's good. I'm not a ladder guy.
It's a ladder stand really designed for the archer in mind and toolless assembly. Put that up by yourself, you know. I don't know if I can say that, but it's pretty lightweight. But, you know, Raider hang on.
If you're
going
to hunt out of a ladder stand, it's the ladder stand.
Yeah. Right.
Is that good?
That's the best way to say it. That's the best way to say it.
Yeah.
Raider 6, everything was a great learning, a lot of technology, you know, a lot of just discovered a lot on it. Mm. But, you know, what we found out is, you know, to keep stuff made in the USA, because that's the number one thing. If it's not going to be made in the USA, you know, can't do it. And so we've got to make sure the costs make sense.
Yep.
So the Raider project, a lot of learnings from it. But, you know, the Raider hang-on kind of is going to – the cost went up a little bit, and we had to make the decision that it's going to go hand-in-hand with the Echo and price point, and we don't want to do that. We don't want to bring two things out right at the same price. But the learnings from that, that's why – you know, we have the new hybrid, the Raider hybrid, the Raider saddle platform, the same technology, same manufacturing, same styling, same brand aesthetics are incorporated into that. The Raider hang-on is going to be pulled away, you know, for now, because, you know, ultimately the Echo, you know, you want to be on, you know, the Echo probably over the Raider hang-on. So, but the textiline seat that we did on the Raider, that's staying around. That's going to be an option you can add. So
that's nice.
All the learnings from that, we still want to make sure that everyone has the ability to buy kind of what they wanted from it.
Mm-hmm.
And not to say it's, you know, all put to bed. It's just, you know, we got to kind of think some new ways to be able to do it to, you know, to look at what it can be in the future.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. I mean, it doesn't hurt to try it. And then, too, like, that birthed
Oh, you know, trying always, you know, trying's first step to failure, and I want to do that, right? Like, you want to fail because that's how you learn.
Yep.
You know, then you can take that, you know, improvise, put it into something else, and you just got to be able to adapt and just keep going forward, and that's what we're all about, and that's what we're users, right? You know, we'll prototype something up, we put it in a tree, you know, we send messages, you know, videos back and forth looking at it, like, it's either, ah, shit, that's worthless, or, yeah. Oh, man, we got something we there, got something. You know, yeah. And it's, yeah. You know, can't be afraid of that, and product development is huge.
Yep.
You got to try stuff. So you're telling me in like 20 years, my Raider hang-on is going to be worth like a shitload of money?
Absolutely.
Because it's yours, yes.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. Because it's yours.
Yeah. I'll sign it. Yeah, nice, thanks.
Who's this guy? Yeah. Don't worry. If something ever happens to it, though, we'll take care of it.
Yes.
It'll be that one off in that color that, yeah.
Yeah. It's like I had a rainbow Raider series.
And you touch on a good point, though. So, obviously, any of the Raider hang-ons out there, you know, they're great stands. And honestly, you paid something for a stand that's worth quite a bit more right now if it ever come back out. But we'll always take care of every Novix customer. You know, customer service, first and foremost, you know, we don't see many issues, which is awesome. We don't want to see many issues. But if there's ever something, you know, our staff, you know, talk to us and you know, we'll just take care of you.
Yeah. You're telling me happens. If I call customer service, you guys are going to speak English?
If we know it's you, we might just throw an accent in there. Right?
Yeah, just fuck with it.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
I can just never get into anyone.
Yeah.
It's just a perpetual hold. Yeah. Elevator music for 3 hours.
Yeah. It just recognizes my number, just filters me through. Like, fuck.
I think everyone knows, and one of the cool things, if you've ordered from Novix, and chances are you got a call from Emily, possibly Dwayne, but you know, we give you a follow-up call.
Significantly less pretty, no offense.
Yeah. Say it again.
You're significantly less pretty. You've got a nice mustache.
You're doing it.
That's right.
You're good looking.
We had some customers say that they're upset Emily didn't call and Dwayne called. So.
No,
joking. Completely joking.
All right.
It's all right, pal.
I'd be upset, too.
Just like, I'm sorry for calling you. You got to say sorry.
Right.
Hey, sorry, it's
sorry.
Dwayne.
Sorry,
Dwayne. Just want to apologize.
They hang up on us.
Yeah, apologizing. It's like, hey, Dwayne from Novix, I apologize that I'm calling you.
I have a mustache, though.
Yeah.
You should have just said, this is Emily from Novix.
Yeah, they're just like,
oh, shit.
They're cultured over there. They're really considering all things over at Novix.
Oh, we're not putting pronouns in this now.
Any customer in Illinois, use Trevor's voice. And, hello, I'm Emily.
Hey, them.
Hey, guys. Emily from Novix. Want to thank you for ordering. Then they go look at her picture online. Like, what?
Yeah. Damn.
Going, damn.
What's in the water down there? Yeah.
She's definitely beating you two up after this, by the way.
Oh, no, she's good. And she can,
she's
too.
She's going to listen to this?
Yeah, she can. Yeah. Emily can handle her own. Yeah, she's
Emily's a killer. She's a good chick to have in the
group. She puts big bucks down.
She's legit.
She also does a really great job for us. Like, all jokes aside, she really does.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why we're ripping on her, because she's awesome. But
yeah,
it helps that she kills big deer. Yeah,
she does kill big deer.
Like, she knows the product. She uses the product. Because you can just get a... You know, we got Doug. He's a pretty face, but he don't really fucking know anything.
I do pretty. I do all right.
He doesn't do anything.
Yeah, I'm just here.
He just sits there.
You know, so it's kind of like if he was bona fide, it'd be way cooler. Yeah, you could ask an engineering question or two with the first engineer on our podcast. That'd be fucking cool.
He just says, yeah. I could.
When he comes to the studio for a full-blown studio podcast, I swear to God, if you can't help me tap in to that realm, I'm fucking hiring Steven back. You're out of here.
I'm going to guess he strained about 27 Bush lattes through that mustache last night.
Did not me. Not me. That's not me.
I wouldn't do that.
Wrong Doug.
Yeah.
It was high life, but actually.
It was water.
It was a big nut. It went down like water.
Oh, man. That's true. You just hear it. Like, the trade show season's back because we get to this point and our voices just start tapering off. Especially consumer shows. Well, you guys do the same amount of talking at all the shows.
Oh, man.
You're beat up at the end of it.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know if I could stand up from this table when we're done.
That's tough.
Might need help.
Me too. Trade show season's a grind. Sounds like we're complaining about having fun. I mean, we know it's awesome, but
yeah, it is a grind.
First weekend in April, we're dead bodies.
Oh yeah,
but tapping out.
Some people don't know, like, we're a small crew, you know, like, and that's, you know, we were talking about Dwayne, TJ, Emily, and, you know, it's a small crew that puts it on, and everybody's done a hell of a job. I can't say it enough, you know. We got two Dwayne Joneses. We got D-Wayne and Dwayne Jones.
That's wild.
D-Wayne Jones, who's a guy that's actually shipping your shit to you. You know, he's here, and, you know, he loves talking to people, and he's an avid user, but been doing it his whole life. You know, every part of the Novix team is here working this show because it's a small group, and they all wear a lot of hats. They all do a lot of heavy lifting, and we cannot do anything. You know, Emily, you know, our community manager, you know, she calls everyone that orders. She answers all the questions. She facilitates so much. She's out there selling. You know, she's one of our advocates out in the field and affiliate, you know, even at that. And Dwayne's, you know, he's a road warrior here, and, you know, he's out selling, talking to dealers. He's calling customers.
Right.
He's putting it in. You know, TJ, the hours he puts into, you know, thinking and selling, he just thinks shit up. You know, it's kind of like, well, it's Armageddon. He just sits there, thinks shit up. the amount of hours that he has in, you know, just catting the stuff. And then I go to him and say, but, and or someone else will say, we can't. And he's like, but he gets back to the grind, and he makes things happen, and we hit deadlines. And I said it before, I'll say it again. This show, I've had the easiest show. I kind of walk around, and if someone's got a question I can answer, I say it. But so proud of the team at American Pride Outdoors. And, you know, we're talking mostly about Novix, but Half Rack too. You know, you're so proud of what they're doing and bringing the stuff out to the customers and just answering the need that they have.
Best bow hangers in the game, by the way.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank
yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's
and we
that's
can't,
TJ.
Real quick, can't forget our boy Alex.
Oh, you know, got Alex.
He normally
so.
Rolls incognito, so yeah, I had to bring
Alex,
him up.
He might just pop in here right now. You never know. And so,
yeah, shit, right here.
Alex. Oh, hey, man.
Hey, you get out of there.
I thought that was you, Kurt. Oh,
it's you.
Finish
the whole time.
Alex, just the mind of that man and what he can do. And again, you know, he's like, he's going to hit this show. He was on a goose hunt the morning he came here, got here, fixed everything that we had an issue with and a problem with. And then, you know, he's at Dallas Safari Club working with, you know, some of these guys here. And then he's all over the place. And the mind he's got, Novix.com or NovixOutdoors.com is what it is because of him.
100%.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you guys
and so much more. The advertising, so much. It can't give enough accolades to everybody. And, you know, Mark, what he's done for us and, you know, put us in the position we're in. You know, I said on the podcast the other day, but, you know, turned a passion into a career. And, you know, never really work a day in your life.
Right.
That's right. That's big. We're all tired. And yeah, never work a day in your life.
Just look like shit all the time.
I need more Tylenol.
Doug's having a hard time just breathing. Trying to survive. But I'm having fun with you. Well, we appreciate the partnership, guys, and getting to know you guys is a lot of fun, and it's going to get better, especially through trade show season. It's like road warriors together, and it's good. So we appreciate it. We use the stuff. We're proud to use it. It's what
Love
we would use
it.
Anyway.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So partner or not, we'd still be using it. So
awesome.
We're proud to be partnered with you.
Yeah,
it's awesome, man. It really is. We're very thankful. And I think, you know, that makes, like, if we're not using it, it'd be so fucking obvious when we talk about it that we didn't.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
You know, authenticity is everything, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what we want to work with, just authentic people. And that's exactly what you guys are. And so much value our partnership.
Well, as soon as, like, we have a partnership that it's like, obviously, it's like, oh, they just got paid the fucking deal. First, we'd probably talk about it.
Right.
It's all scripted. And here from.
Dude, I got to be honest. I haven't used anything. I got to come clean.
But it looks cool.
You should buy it. But if we took like a big check to promote something we like didn't use, we'd probably just be like, dude, they paid us really
good. Dude, it's a lot of money.
Full disclosure.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, we're damn near about to retire after this Novix partnership. Really fluffing us up. Yeah, we like you guys. Yeah. Thanks for the money. No, you guys are awesome, man. It's awesome getting to know you guys and getting you guys into the studio. This is cool. We're at ATA, right? It's very surface level type of podcast for the product at ATA, blah, blah, blah. It's not the same as a studio podcast where Doug will actually ask a question. And
I'm saving all the good ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll be ready, Doug.
Yeah, you better be.
Yeah. Oh, he's waking up.
He just threw the gauntlet down.
Oh, man.
V8 designs.
He was just feeling you out right now. He just wanted to know how he had to step his game up.
I see you.
Bring your drawings.
Bring your drawings.
I bet you see them 2D drawings.
Number two pencils. Number two pencils.
I'm going to do a check print and make sure.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay. Mm. That sounded fancy. Mm. They're the That's engineers. I don't know.
I just threw some big words around. Stuff spent and did. No, I am. You know, they're fun doing them at shows, but it's different at the studio. I mean, you know, it's different.
Very different.
You know,
yeah.
But it's kind of like, welcome to the show. Cool, new stuff. Awesome. It's good to get into. But I'm looking forward to like really get into it, like the real WCB experience. Yep. So appreciate
it.
Anything we missed before we?
Quick straps was the only thing I was thinking. You know, hybrid's cool, saddle's cool, colors are cool, but quick straps are.
Yeah.
I get even really just to boil down to it. So, you know, everything I think we can innovate on, and something as simple as, you know, how we strap our sticks together. You know, if anyone's bought a Novix product before, they probably saw that black poly strap with side release buckle. Mm-hmm. It's old school. You know, it's something that, you know, it's Civil War era, really. We look at it right now for how far we've come in technology. So we brought out a new polymer strap that we're calling our quick straps. And, you know, it's so intuitive. You feed it through, you lock it down, but you have to take a look at them on the website. But they're going to come with all of our four-pack sticks right now and more in the future. But it's a polymer that's, you know, just you don't have to worry about UV exposure. You don't got to worry about freezing temperatures. It's just super, super strong, no memory to it. So you can try and stretch it all you want. It'll come back down. But just it's one of those things that you're going to get with the sticks, use them with the sticks. But if you want to strap something to, you know, your ATV, UTV, you want to hold the rifle case down, bow down, there's so many more uses for it. So we're bringing them out in Novix as well as half rack, 18-inch, 24-inch, 36-inch, but also bringing it out at, I think, a really competitive price. So you can either try and tie something up or use something so intuitive and quick.
Yeah, that's
so
awesome.
We call them the Novix and half rack quick straps.
Awesome.
When I saw those, I had made like a very redneck shitty version for my four sticks, my mini doubles. And then I saw that, I was like, thank God. Like, thank God. Mine is just so rugged, and it kind of worked. Like, I knew every time I used it, it's like, this is only going to work, like, a few more times before it just breaks, you know? So I saw that, I'm like, we're in, baby.
Best products come out of necessity, right? Yeah. Right.
Like, no hate on, like, the strap that comes with the sticks, the old one, the buckle. Mm. But dude, I always mess it up. Like, it's always like in the middle. I'm like, fuck.
You never put that one first.
It's in the dirt. You gotta redo. Like, son of a bitch. Yeah, yeah.
So hopefully we fix that.
Thank you. All right. Appreciate you guys. This is what we're going to do. Doug, you're going to close this podcast out. You got to show up a little bit.
You got to check out the hybrid stand. It's really awesome. I think a lot of people are going to like it. Like, I'm going to use it even in our tree stand or a saddle. So check that out.
What else?
Go shoot your bow. We love you.
That's all we need. Yep. That's good. That's good.
I'm Will Cooper, and you're listening to Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast on the Waypoint Podcast Network. Stick around as I bring you more stories and interviews from veteran hunters and industry professionals who inspire us all to be better equipped in the woods and in life.